It's Thursday, and that means it's time for the ETF of the week.
Hey, how about you and the ball guy having a blast with me?
That's right. Have a blast here every Thursday with Tom Lydon of ETF Trends. No more pulling your hair out to figure out what the best ETF is. Tom Lydon of ETF Trends joins us here on Money Life every Thursday to give us his pick of an ETF to watch or to watch out for.
I'm not only the heckler president, I'm also a client.
When it comes to picking ETFs and things get hairy, we bring in Tom Lydon to smooth it all over.
That's right. And it's a very special edition of the ETF of the week because, of course, normally it runs as part of Money Life. But this week there is no Money Life, yet we are still bringing you the ETF of the week. So we went a little old school and brought you the original introduction for the ETF of the week. And if you don't understand all of the hair jokes, then simply go to Twitter, follow Tom Lydon there. He is at Tom Lydon. And with that, you'll get a very good likeness of him as you see who you're signing up to follow, and everything will become clear to you. But if you want to make the ETF world clear to you, then you should be checking out ETF Trends, not only on Twitter where they're at ETF Trends, but on the web where it's ETFtrends.com, and they bring you all things soup to nuts on the ETF realm. Tom Lydon, welcome back to Money Life. Our ETF of the week is
the PowerShares DB U.S. Dollar Index Bullish Fund, ticker UUP.
It's the UUP. And again, that is the PowerShares U.S. Dollar UUP. It's the bullish side of the dollar, the UUP. There's an obvious case to be made here, and yet it's also a bit of a contrarian case given how a lot of people feel about interest rates, right?
Well, that's it. And Chuck, here's another case where, you know, with you on vacation, we're having a little bit of fun, and I appreciate you going old school on the introduction. I just have to say my hair still hasn't grown back, but as we look at the dollar, as we look at interest rates, we've had a little bit of a pickup in the dollar, but we still are getting some sense as yields continue to go a little bit further south that the Fed may put off hiking interest rates. So we're anticipating and have been for a few years that we're going to see tighter monetary policy. We saw tapering. We've gone through that. But the big question is, when are we going to see a tightening of rates? And if we do that, we know that automatically the dollar will be greater compared to most other foreign currencies, domestic foreign currency. Now, that's good for us here in the U.S. However, it's bad for exports because countries outside the U.S. that are buying our goods are actually going to have to pay up for it. So it isn't necessarily as great for exports. However, it is an asset class. And for investors who are thinking about stocks and bonds, I think what ETFs have brought to the forefront is the ability that you can invest in some areas that maybe as an individual investor you might not have considered investing in before, or maybe you didn't have access to. And now with an ETF like this, you can actually buy into a rising dollar. And if you're right, if you're correct that we're going to see rising interest rates and the dollar will go higher, you can actually make money on the dollar by investing in this ETF. This is not from an allocation standpoint that you put your serious money. However, just think about the money that you have in money market funds right now, the fact that it's making next to nothing. This is a fairly stable and has been a fairly stable investment over time, but probably, and again, if you put a gun to my head, I couldn't guarantee it, but between now and the next 3 years, I think the dollar is going to be probably not just somewhat, but fairly significantly higher than it is today. It is more of a sophisticated ETF in the fact that there's futures behind it, but the way that it's managed in conjunction with the folks at PowerShares, they do a real good job and it does exactly what it's supposed to do. So on any given day, if the dollar happens to be up a quarter of 1%, UUP will correlate very nicely.
But is this also because of the news and the action that's been going on and all the action that occurs anytime the Fed blinks anytime Janet Yellen scratches her nose. Is this one of those 200-day moving average plays and a very tight to the 200-day moving average play in terms of, you know, above it, by it, below it, out of it?
I think in this case, no. And here's the reason. It doesn't have a lot of volatility. If you look at a chart, it doesn't move 5% that often. So with that in mind, and since we really haven't seen appreciation in the dollar, or significant appreciation in the dollar in years, and there's probably a case for that in the next 2 to 3 years, I would say putting a conservative 3% of your portfolio in something like this, you'll be happy you did 3 years from now. Now, it's not often that I'll say something where you don't have a downside protection in the 200-day average, mm-hmm. but I can't imagine, based on what's going on with our economy and other global economies, that we're going to see a lower dollar compared to the yen or the euro 3 years from now.
That 3%, is that an allocation that's coming out of your money market side of things, your cash holdings, or is it coming out of your fixed income holdings?
Well, I would say, you know, within cash and fixed income, if you've got money and it's sitting in money market funds and you're looking for a little bit better return in the next 3 years, take it from money market.
Is there an exit strategy here at all? Since it's not a 200-day moving average thing, is there an exit strategy that people should enter with?
Well, let me just say this, Chuck. If somebody's looking at the dollar and investing in the dollar, you're not a buy and hold asset allocation investor who only has money in a 401k and maybe a couple mutual funds. You're probably a more sophisticated investor. So for the average investor, I would say stay away. However, if you're enjoying all the great things that ETFs have to offer and you're looking for something to jazz it up a little bit, I would say that here's an opportunity to introduce an asset class to your portfolio that maybe you never thought could be a part of your portfolio before, and it probably will do well for you in the next 3 years.
That is a good reason to take a look at it. And again, there is that caveat on there that, you know, if you're just sort of an average buy and hold investor, this might not be the pick for you. But if you're looking for a little juice, a little step up from your cash holdings, it's the PowerShares DB US Dollar Index Bullish Fund, the UUP, and it is the ETF of the week. Now, if you want more information on all the things that Tom Lydon does while he's running ETFTrends.com, you're going to go to the website. It's ETFTrends.com. On Twitter, they're at ETFTrends. And, of course, you can find Tom on Twitter. He is at Tom Lydon. Tom, thanks so much for giving my audience something to listen to during a down week. And we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Chuck.
Remember, hey, Money Life is on vacation this week, but we'll be back come Monday, October the 20th. Tom will join us again next week. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.